Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to the Jefferson State of Mind, where it is a great state of mind, your favorite state of mind.
It is the best state of mind.
It is. It is. It's not a California state of mind. We'll be talking about that today. There's a lot going on in Jefferson.
What is a California state of mind? Broke, corrupt.
Yeah. Shrinking. Complaining, but not doing anything about it.
Yeah. Collecting money while the ship goes down.
Yeah. If you've got the money, or shelling out the money as the ship goes down, going, why am I getting no return on this?
I'm curious, who has the money? Someone's got it. It's like a game of three-card money with these people.
Well, you remember the game as kids, Penny Penny, who's got the penny?
Yeah, I do.
Did we just date ourselves?
Yeah. It is kind of like that. Yeah. It is a beautiful morning up here, though.
It is, nice and warm. Was it Friday or Saturday? One of them was really hot, though.
Yeah, I don't know. I missed it. I was up on the mountain.
Yeah.
It was nice.
But it was one of those kinds of hot where you're outside and it's not hot, but like the sun just beat you.
Yeah, I was up in Siskiyou County. It actually got cold enough where I was. I lit the wood stove. It was kind of nice.
Nice.
Yeah, the wood stove, one of those evil things.
You know, I was going to mention that, but you know, you had an excuse for being up there, so.
Yeah.
But yeah, the pollution. Oh, my goodness. Somebody contact the EPA.
Yeah, certainly.
Yes.
It doesn't look bad.
I'm trying to think. It was Missouri who initially passed that law? The Missouri EPA?
I can't remember who the tester was for that before it went national.
I think it was
Missouri.
Really?
Wanted to ban about 99% of your different wood stoves.
Yeah.
You know, which makes sense that they're going after barbecues here in California now.
I'm refusing to make a comment about my dad right now.
Yeah, what did he think of that idea?
About me making fun of his burnt chicken?
Well, you know, that's a good reason. You know, that is a good reason to keep it California, so you don't have to smell your neighbor's barbecue.
I don't mind my neighbor's barbecue. It's other stuff that I smell from my neighbor's house.
We really should. You know, we can keep it California and then make sure nobody's barbecuing and there's no smoke coming out, right?
Right.
Yeah, because we are destroying our environment with that evil barbecue smoke.
Yeah. You know, it's a good thing that we don't have forest fires.
No.
That would be really bad.
Yeah, there's another reason to keep it California, catastrophic wildfires.
Yeah.
You know, lack of forest management. That's a fantastic idea. Let's just
keep
California.
The equivalent of like a billion barbecues in one day.
Yeah. Well, that's one acre of catastrophic wildfires is equal to 700 cars running for a year.
Continuously. Nonstop for 1 year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another good reason to keep it California.
There's a reason why we're saying this. We're just not being facetious.
Yeah.
Because Keep It California has reared its head once again. Well, they were up in Del Norte County, and they've kind of been around, but they finally formed a pack, and they've got presidents and vice presidents and treasurers. And
they do.
And this whole board of,
Do you understand how proud I am of Jefferson that we have gotten these people off their butts to do something?
Yeah, finally, right?
Yeah, they can actually do something.
Yeah, they voted for people to do something.
They did. And, you know,
they're asking for money while doing it.
They are. Well, actually, they're getting some supporters. I understand the Sierra Club came out and supported them.
Now, the Sierra Club also supports somebody else, which we should point out.
Well, for those of you that read the Shasta Lantern, mm-hmm. for those of you that don't read the Shasta Lantern, you should be. You really should. But a couple months ago, we actually were discussing the Sierra Club and the fact that they support Saudi Arabia as their strongest ally in crushing American energy independence.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those guys, they want to keep it California, too.
I wonder why.
Well, can you blame them? You know, when you are a sue and settle organization that most of your funding is coming from environmental justice. So let me see if I can follow the money here. Okay, so you have somebody like CARB mm-hmm. who passes cap and trade, who then sells clean air in Quebec to a company. Mm-hmm. Through a private corporation that yep. was set up and owned by a public agency, mm-hmm. 25% of that $1.5 billion so far goes to environmental justice, which is clubs like the Sierra Club, who then in turn mm-hmm. backs somebody like Keep It California. So we have tax revenue that is being used to purchase something to give money to an environmental group that is going to give it to an organization that is trying to keep in place the organization that makes sure that they keep the money flowing through taxes. So actually, I think there's a word for that. Isn't that extortion?
I'm not sure if that's a legal word.
It may be one of those.
I know another word you're using right now.
Oh, am I using the L word again?
You're using the L word, Robert.
I know.
You got to put the logic away. Remember, we're talking about California.
I know. I keep forgetting. How can I think about this illogically? Ooh, I could think it was a good idea.
Right.
That would be illogical.
And we could keep it California.
And we could keep it California.
Because it's a good idea. Because, it is. You know, we love California because it has beaches and mountains and deserts. It's got all the ecological systems. That's why we want to keep it California.
I there's...
Because if you split it, then California won't have all that anymore.
Well, that's... We run into some of the greatest comments,
as we
travel around. You know, like the girl and the farmer and everything. We were in El Dorado County. And we had a guy go, why would you want to leave California? You have the mountains and the oceans and everything. And I just, me and the arcade that is my brain actually had an image of us getting the state of the of Jefferson and the mountains and the trees and the ocean going, nope, yep, we're out of here and just wandering down south. I'm just going, what are you talking about, man? It's an imaginary line where the rules operate differently behind that line.
Yeah.
You know, we support it constitutionally. You know, we want representation. We even want representation for Keep It California, God bless their soul.
And that's the thing that I really liked about what Mark Baird had to say, quoted in the Record Searchlight, but originally printed down in Lake County. When they asked about the finances, about what he thought of Keep It California, he goes, well, it's their constitutional right to engage.
Yeah.
They should engage while they still can.
We welcome it.
Yeah, we welcome people who have different ideas and whatnot, but... I would like to see some facts with those ideas.
Well, there was a Lake County supervisor and pointed this out very well.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one of the Keep It California ladies, and she was stating, you know, some of her fears and some of her worries about what would happen with the state of Jefferson.
Mm-hmm.
And then she accused the state of Jefferson of fear-mongering about the state of California. And the supervisor kind of stopped her, and he backed her up, and he goes, well, wait a minute, ma'am, because everything that they have said, the state of Jefferson has backed up with facts. They have backed up with truth. They have shown us their sources. We have vetted their financial numbers. Our county assessor, you know, our county accountants agree with their numbers. We have seen no evidence of anything that you're saying. So if there's any fear-mongering going on, it's on your half.
Yeah.
And, you know, and we do. We welcome open debate. You know, bring us your concerns. You know, show us where our numbers are wrong, and we welcome open debate on that.
Well, that's the thing, too, is you know, a lot of people go, oh, Jefferson supporters don't have any concerns. Well, of course we do.
Yeah.
You have the whole Constitutional Convention debate. There's mm-hmm. a lot that goes into this, and we're very concerned. about how it's all going to work out and how it's going to, I mean, transitions are never easy, so we're concerned about transitions and all this, but it's worth it.
It is.
It's worth it. We can sit here and worry all day and all night about tomorrow, but you got to do something today or tomorrow doesn't matter.
Or not worry about tomorrow and just, you know, blindly stick your face in the sand and think the California gravy train is just going to keep on rolling.
Yeah. Well, how many people are to the point where, like, I was talking to Robert this morning as I was driving out to our in-laws' place. Almost every ranch is for sale.
I know.
Almost every single one of them is for sale. There's for sale signs everywhere. In our neighborhood, there's like 14 houses for sale. Where are all these people going?
They're running.
They're running out of California. They're not sticking their heads in the sand. They're just running away. And that's not necessarily the right answer either.
No, it's not.
I mean, you got to get out when you can get out, but you have to support the cause of the next generation, too. And a lot of people tend to forget that. Like, there's a lot of kids that are growing up in California right now that don't know half the things that we did when we were kids.
No.
I mean, I was just listening to the radio the other day, and out in Maryland, a mother sent her 10-year-old and 6-year-old down to a park, and they were picked up by CFS because they weren't supervised by an adult. The park was one block away from their house. And CFS basically told the mother that your children cannot be out of your sight and in public, or we're going to take them away. You're never going to see them again. She had to sign an affidavit saying that she would never let her children go to the park alone. For Pete's sake. For Pete's sake, are you kidding me? Children are meant to be able to have some form of freedom. This is a 10-year-old. I mean, we're not talking about 5 and 3.
I suppose it would be really terrifying if I told you that I had a dirt bike and a gun at 10.
Thank you. That's where I'm going with this. And did you wear a helmet with that dirt bike? Only when your dad or mom was around or grandma?
Under the current political climate, I will be taking the Fifth Amendment on that.
Well, I'm sure the statute of limitations has run out on that one. But I remember people telling me back in the 80s, them driving or riding dirt bikes and motorcycles out between here and like Happy Valley with M16 strapped to their backs because they were going to go shooting in public in California, Shasta County. Where have we lost this idea of people being realistic about what's going on around them?
Well,
I mean, our children are growing up in a police state. I mean,
well, it's completely
ridiculous.
It's a completely different kind of attitude. You know, I think for like a Jeffersonian, if a Jeffersonian doesn't like guns, they don't buy a gun. If you're a Californian and you don't like guns, you don't want anybody to buy a gun.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, it's different.
But we do have to roll off to a break.
Let's catch, you want to catch Gary real quick?
We can catch Gary real quick. Good morning, Gary. How are you? Gary? Hello. Hey. How are you?
Gary, you there?
Yes.
Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning. I didn't expect you until after the break.
Sorry about that.
Oh, sorry about that.
All right.
Just keeping you on your toes.
First of all, congratulations, Rob.
Well, thank you.
And Keep It Green California is nonpartisan. I understand. The principal officers for Keep It Green PAC are all Democrats.
Really?
They are.
Yes, it was on the it's on the internet. We did a little research last night, and I think all of them, the first four I researched, all have government jobs.
Yes, they do.
So that I would probably say all six of them. So it's obvious what Keep It Green or Keep It California wants to do is keep the, as you mentioned, the gravy train flowing. And that's what these people are involved in. And we don't have to go to some names most people aren't familiar with. We just look at our Board of Supervisors. Four of them want to keep the gravy train and are on it. And the same with our Reading City Council.
Mm-hmm.
Four of them are on the gravy train and want to keep it. So, and I thought it was nice that it's it's a nonpartisan PAC advertised with all of them Democrats. I'm sure that their funding is coming from the Democratic Party, because can you imagine what a black eye it would be for the Democrats when the state of Jefferson becomes a reality?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
they don't want that to happen, and you know, quite frankly, I don't think those people would be happy in the state of Jefferson anyway, because they are too dependent on big government and their statist. It's so, you know, the state of Jefferson will be the next frontier, just like I was talking to a gentleman last night, the car show from Alaska. They're the frontier. We would be the frontier, and people who are not independently have a backbone and want to do things on their own would not like the state of Jefferson, just like we don't like the Bay Area because of their politics. Okay, that's fine. Those people that like the big city and the Bay Area politics, fine, that's a good place to live, just like those of us for the state of Jefferson or would survive in Alaska or would like going to Wyoming.
The minute that the Bay Area politics no longer influence ours, I could care less about the Bay Area politics.
Yeah.
They're welcome to have any form of politics they want, but it's not okay that we don't have the form of politics that we require or the representation to even decide what the form of that politics would be.
And that's the key. That's the key with a lot of people here in the North State, I think, is that it's not so much that we disagree with Bay Area politics. It's keep the Bay Area politics in the Bay Area.
Yeah.
Leave us alone.
Do what you will in your own backyard and allow us the ability to...
Well, the courtesy.
Yeah, the courtesy.
Let's be polite for a little bit. So,
and, you know, as for Keep It California, they advertise themselves as a nonpartisanship, as a nonpartisan group. Their board of directors do happen to all be former government employees of one form or another that are retired and are Democrats. If that's some kind of signifier for them, that's what it's up to.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we do got to get to our break.
Yeah. Thank you for calling,
Gary. Bob's dragging out his lead pipe on us.
Okay, fine. Have a good day. I'll see you Monday night.
You too.
And thank you very much, Gary.
And if you've got any questions or comments, feel free to call in at 605-4567 or visit us online in our chat room at kcnr1460.com.
Thanks to citizens like you and your contributions to StandAndFightClubInc.com, January 30th and 31st, the first steps were taken to push back the California Air Resource Board and their regulations that are devastating the California economy. But now is not the time to give up the fight. Now is time to double down. Go to StandAndFightClubInc.com and you keep the contributions going and we'll keep the punches coming.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Springwater?
Yes, sir! I'm pure and natural, sir!
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, Drips, so Drops, you've got what it takes, so be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir!
Mount Shasta Springwater, pure and simple, naturally the best.
And all American, too.
For a tax professional that truly understands taxes and can review your investments to help lower your tax bill, call Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. Tom specializes in tax preparation for businesses and investors. Whether you have a business and want to lower your tax liabilities, or are an investor that would like to lower the taxes you pay on your investments, you want an experienced, compassionate advisor like Tom Wood at the Advice Center. Call Tom at 244-7526 for top quality tax preparation, or this month, Tom's offering a free investment review to see if your investments are tax efficient. Call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. For experienced tax preparation, a free investment review, or any of your tax, financial, or insurance needs, call 244-PLAN or go to theadvicecenter.com. Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Uh-huh. If you have any questions or comments throughout the show, feel free to call in at 605-4567 for this online our chat room, which is actually hopping this morning at KCNR1460.com.
It is. It's a good Sunday for it.
It is a good Sunday.
So, I, you know, we were sitting here talking about some things and thinking about it, and one of my main questions is okay, say...
Just one?
Well, let's start with
this
one.
We only have an hour, right?
Say nothing happens.
Okay.
And we just continue down the road that we are.
Status quo.
We keep it California. We keep on chugging. We keep on trucking, doing it the California way. What does the future look like a year from now?
A year from now?
Yeah. Let's start with a year from now.
All right. Taxes are going up again.
Okay. Yeah. When the fire fee expands to every structure.
Yeah.
When
the
per mile tax is implemented. When the cap and trade really continues to go up.
Are they doing something with CARB too next year? Doesn't something else go into effect?
Yeah, they're updating their standards.
So all the price of your goods are going to go up. Everything.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So,
we still will have not broken ground on a single water infrastructure project.
Yeah, so we're going to be in a drought again next year.
CalPERS will be trembling on the edge of deficit if it makes it a year, because the United Nations is now attacking CalPERS over the carbon footprint of its investment portfolio in energy. So not a lot of people know that, but the United Nations has informed CalPERS that they now have to shift out of their prosperous energy portfolios, and which is really the backbone of CalPERS, is the oil industry, the power industry, things like that, because the other things they're invested in are like European debt. That's a good one to be in right now.
You should have seen his face right there, guys. That was so funny.
Junk bonds,
things
like that, things that are collapsing. So the whole thing that is shoring up this massive liability of California.
But that's the catch with CalPERS, too, is when the state defaults, it goes to the county. When the county defaults, it goes to the city. So it's still on the backs of the citizens. It's just going to be on the local citizens. And I'm not going to,
What will we do without California's money?
Well, I don't want to frighten like Shasta County, but like 50% of your employees are public.
Are CalPERS.
Yeah.
And, okay, so now you have the...
Oh, don't forget well water.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Next year, well water. We'll have monitors on our well. The EPA has just enhanced their regulations on the Clean Water Act, which says that anything that might have been, is, or could possibly be a water retainer.
Oh yeah,
is
catching
now,
rainwater.
Yeah,
I remember that.
That's if you got a dip in your driveway and it retains water, that is now waters of the United States, and that puddle is the United States' puddle, including a 7-foot easement around it. Your rain gutters. if you have a dry creek bed, or there could have possibly been a dry creek bed, or may possibly become a creek bed at some time. That's waters of the United States.
Not of the state.
Yeah.
But of the nation.
And to clean up the CalPERS thing real quick. So you've got one leg that CalPERS is standing on.
If that.
And it's the energy companies that people like Keep It California hate that is holding up their retirement. And now it's under attack by the United Nations, and they're going to be forced out of those energy stocks because of their carbon footprint into green businesses like Solyndra. Okay.
Because that's going to work real well.
Okay. And as you pointed out, when that fails, California goes on the hook. California's got no money.
Yeah.
Goes to the counties. Counties got no money. Because if California doesn't have any money, obviously the counties don't have any money by their own argument, right?
Yeah.
The counties have no money that California doesn't give them. So if California's got no money to give them, obviously the counties can't pay them. And obviously the cities can't pay them. Okay?
Yeah. So how do you pay them?
So that's
you don't.
And now that they have the court judgment that says that municipalities can actually declare bankruptcy specifically for emptying out the pensions of state employees, there's another good reason to Keep It California, right?
Right.
Yeah, so that your pensions can be raided.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, there's a snapshot of 1 year down the road, Keeping It California.
Mm-hmm.
Say 5 years.
I'm not going to be here in 5 years if it's still California.
Okay. So
I'm just going to throw that out there. For everybody listening, I am not going to be here in 5 years.
What do you think California looks like in 5 years if we Keep It California?
Well, if you watch the movie San Andreas, it could be in the ocean.
Well, I was thinking more like Escape from L.A., your Snake Plissken trying to get out.
You're dating yourself again.
Yeah. Well, I mean, okay. In
Snake Plissken.
If we continue to follow the course that California's taken, the amount of jobs and people that we're losing, and we continue to lose that at the rate that we're losing it, the farms and the agriculture that we're losing, the economy that we're losing, the tipping of the public support dollars versus the private industry dollars, what does California look like in 5 years if we keep it that way?
Well, to take it a little bit further, for example, I want to say it was PG&E. Is that who's suing the city of Reading for the $6 million? Is PG&E or is it REU?
No, that's private citizens, the pilot lawsuit.
Well, but which one is it? Is it REU or PG&E with the $6 million?
REU.
It's REU.
REU.
Okay, so I got a letter in the mail from them saying that if the citizens win their lawsuit, that it's going to take 40 cops off the street.
Yeah, sure.
So if you're afraid of that, let's look 5 years down the road with California. All your cops, they're CalPERS, and we can't afford them as it is right now.
I'll trade you a whole city staff for the police.
Yeah, right? Wouldn't that work really well?
Yeah.
Or we could do it.
There's a couple of city staffers that
are pretty good.
Yeah.
And you have to have a couple anyway.
Yeah.
But we could cut their pay in half.
Mm.
Okay, a quarter? Come on, $220,000 a year. This is Reading, not San Francisco.
I don't know. That's just...
too logical?
No, that's just...
Too mean?
You know, yeah. they work hard for that money.
But yeah, if you think about it, it is never the actual elected officials who lose pay or lose their jobs. Mm-hmm. No, it's firefighters. It's police officers. It's your teachers. And why? Because it's going to hurt you the most. So if you want to Keep It California, they're going to come out to hurt you.
Well,
make you pay more, to make you go, oh, but we need it for the children. We need it for safety.
Mm-hmm. Out of 573 agencies, what are the first three that California hits? Cops and fire, teachers, and prisons.
State parks. Don't forget state parks, dude.
Yeah, that's, you know, the stuff that people use.
Yeah.
Just so they can squeeze a drop out of you.
Well, it makes you feel like it's worse than it really is.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if you go, like, we have, just to give you an idea, here in the city of Reading, we have a city attorney, a city manager, three deputy city managers, and then that guy who sits in the corner, I'm not sure what he does. Okay? You know the one on the very far right, the one that works that little projector screen at city council meetings?
I think that's what he does.
Is that his job?
I think so.
He's got to do more than that.
I don't know.
I don't remember his name. I don't remember his title. So I feel sorry for that. But we have three deputy city managers. There's only 100,000 people in the city of Reading.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to point that out.
I know.
You know, just an idea there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But no, it's the idea of if you want to Keep It California, they're going to continue squeezing every single penny out of your wallet until you go, hey, I can't take care of myself anymore. California, help me. Well, and then more people are getting help, and now you're centralizing it more. You're getting more debt. Now it's like what Robert and I were talking during the break of state debt financing, and it's cyclical, and you're not going to get out of it. And that's what California
wants.
It's
a race to the ground.
Yeah.
You know, and I think Gary had a very, very good point. Mm-hmm. People that want to be dependent on the state, that want the state involved in everything, Jefferson's not for them.
No.
It you know,
well, that's
I think
why they're not
can,
living in Wyoming or Alaska or Montana, Idaho, any of those.
Yeah, I openly say that if you are looking to be dependent on the government, that if you are looking for the government to dictate your morality, that you're looking for the government to tell you who you can be, what you can do, what you can't do, when you can do it, how much you're going to pay to do it, and what way you can do it, how to do it, Jefferson is not for you. It's not. And, you know, I can understand the people that have that fear being opposed to the state of Jefferson. There are people that are legitimately afraid of freedom.
Yeah.
They're terrified of it. And this is not going to be the place for you. Like, we had a lady down in Mendocino County that said, you know, I don't believe people can be trusted enough to not have the government dictate their morality for them.
Some people, I would agree with that.
What do you say to something like that?
Well, you bring back executions.
Well, I just...
You do.
You know,
think of the Wild West, you know?
But how do you convince someone like that that has a legitimate belief that without government there is no morality?
Well, government isn't morality. Government is simply government enforcement is of the morality that the people of the day say that the morality is.
Yeah.
So is she afraid that in the state of Jefferson we won't be able to enforce basic things like you shouldn't molest children or murder your neighbor? I mean, is that where she's going with it? Or is she – I mean, that's the question, is there's a lot more to morality than anything else.
Another good example, well, we were up in Plumas, and we can touch on this a little bit when we come back. You know, we asked three questions. How many people want a government that is fiscally responsible with their money? We had a couple of Keep It California people in there, and actually all three of them raised their hand. You know, they want a government that's fiscally responsible with their money. Then they asked them, how many people don't want the government involved in every aspect of your life? All three of them, no hand went up.
Wow.
So they want the government involved in every aspect of their life.
Oh, good grief. No, they don't.
And then
they just
the
wanna...
final question, how many people believe in the Constitution of the United States of America, and that is the law of the land, out of those three, one of them kind of halfway raised her hand. So you've got Keep It California, their representatives, two of them who are on their board. They do believe in fiscal responsibility of government money, which I'm sure because they get government money. One of them halfway believes in the Constitution, and all three of them want the government involved in every aspect of their lives.
Jeez.
So you
can't argue
if,
that.
If you agree with those things, by all means, Keep It California.
Yeah.
So we got a phone call coming in. We better roll off to break before we grab that phone call, and we'll get that on the other side of it.
All right. Any questions or comments, call in at 605-4567 or visit us online in our chat room at kcnr1460.com.
I stand to grab my gun and fight for my homeland. If you don't love the American flag, well, you can't kiss my country.
Using junk science that wouldn't even meet the standards of a high school science fair, California Air Resources Board and the Environmental Protection Agency have written regulations that are devastating the California economy. They are costing people their jobs, their homes, their livelihoods, and their families. This must be stopped. Help us continue the fight against CARB. Go to StandAndFightClubInc.com now and contribute to keep the fight going.
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Sovereign Minds Radio moves to a new time, 9 to 11 a.m. Sundays. Sovereign Minds Radio, the place to get your news before the revolution starts.
You spoke up and we listened. Turtle Bay Exploration Park now has extended hours. Turtle Bay is open Wednesday through Sunday until 5 p.m. most days throughout April. Use that extra hour to visit Sweet, a tasty journey. Admire the pieces on display in the West Coast Art Biennial. Visit your favorite animal friends in wildlife woods and so much more. For full list of hours, events, and programs, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Hey, it's Ernie and Dave with a major announcement.
Swap and Sell has moved.
Entertainment for the whole family.
Right. Swap and Sell has moved to 8 to 9 every Saturday morning right here on KCNR.
We talk about yard sales, garage sales, or if you're having a non-commercial fundraiser, join us 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every Saturday.
We're here. That's Swap and Sell with Ernie and Dave right here on KCNR 1460 AM radio.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate.
Brought to you by Trinity Pest Control, Giles Insurance, and Summit Funding.
KCNR 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR 1460 AM.
Try to diss me, now you're gonna wish you were dead.
Oh no, you didn't.
After I deliver, your blood will be a river of red.
Oh no, you didn't.
Better beware when no one's there to defend you.
Oh no, you didn't.
So many ways to kill, it's gonna be a thrill to end you.
Oh no, you didn't. Oh,
welcome
no,
back to the Jefferson didn't. State of Mind. That song is so ridiculous. It always makes me laugh. Oh, no, you didn't. Oh, my goodness.
All right, so we got ourselves a caller on the line.
We do. Good morning, Molly. How are you today?
Oh, fine. How are you?
Doing good. Pretty good.
Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely.
You know, the people that are receiving subsidies believe that if with the new state that they're going to lose all of that. But they have no idea that the federal government encourages the state to set up, like, Medicaid. Medicaid's my number one issue for calling. But Medicaid has to be paid back. They don't understand that. Medicaid is not a free service. It's not something free. But if you go down to the exchange and you want medical and whatever, and they say, okay, you don't make enough money, so here we go. We'll give you the subsidy or we'll give you this and that. That all has to be paid back.
Yeah.
But they believe that, oh, their housing subsidies, their food stamps, and anything they receive is going to go away. So they don't realize that the state has the authority first and the federal government is functioning second. It's the state that would give them any subsidies, or the state that would either control the giving or the not giving.
And but,
there's an entanglement to an extent, because there are a lot of those subsidies that you're talking about that are federal programs.
They don't know that part of it. So they think, oh, state of Jefferson, oh, my gosh, I'm going to lose my check. I'm going to lose my pension. I'm going to lose my, you know, and this has got to be pounded into them that the federal operates the way the federal always operates. So the state, though, has control within itself as a new state.
Yes, it does.
That's an excellent point. And one thing to remember, too, is a lot of these programs are federally mandated on the states to do. And so they have to give the funding for them. But like in the case of the medical is currently I'm actually doing some medical stuff, and it only gets paid back 25 cents on the dollar. So all these providers who are providing these quote-unquote free services for the individuals who need these health services, they're not getting 75 cents of every single dollar. And so they're less likely to actually take the lower income individuals because they're losing money on it. And so that's another thing to remember, too, is if we have the state of Jefferson, initially we'll probably actually get more federal funding to be able to help these people get out of these situations because our cost of living is going to drop.
I believe that.
It's not going to be like California. Right now we're on the California system, and quite frankly, Redding is not on par with San Francisco. San Francisco, a 800-square-foot apartment costs $3,000. You can get a 5- or 6-bedroom house for $2,500. Yeah. So it's not the same thing, and we have to remember that.
A larger community, a larger pot of money, the $300,000 or whatever, into a small pot of money isn't pulling very much out for each citizen. So that's where a new state would help.
It would, yeah.
Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. Thank you for calling in.
And a lot of people have this image that you wake up in the state of Jefferson one day, and everything's
going to be like the
different.
Next morning. Yeah,
It's going to take time for the state to transition into what we imagine. We're still going to have CalPERS employees that we're going to have to fight California to protect.
Oh,
okay?
And we're going to do it because that's the right thing to do. It's the moral thing to do.
And we're not going to just end CalPERS. Mm-hmm. We do intend to end the CalPERS-like situation, but we do it through attrition.
Well, that's interesting. That's what California is doing right now.
Yes.
New employees don't have the same benefits as the old employees do.
No.
And they never will.
And we do a similar thing. And you're probably going to be safer in the state of Jefferson with your CalPERS because we will fight to protect you.
Yeah.
Whereas California, they don't care.
Mm-hmm.
They've gotten what they need out of you. If they want to raid your pension fund for money that they think they need, they'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then as we transition from a lot of these subsidy programs that people are worried about, as Jefferson rises, we can lower those subsidy programs in an equivalent fashion.
Well, let's just grab a county. Let's grab Trinity County because it's an old logging county.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of logging up there. There's what, one mill left? Is there even a mill?
Yeah, there's got to be one.
One mill left. Could you imagine if we had four mills again? How many people wouldn't need subsidies to survive and how much pride people would have again?
You just want to end all environmental laws. You want to clear cut the forest.
No,
you
want to
turn it into
you
a moonscape.
You
want to destroy everything. And you will personally chase down the last chipmunk with an axe.
No, I want those subsidized housings not to burn down every single July to where they lose everything that they own because we can't manage our forests properly.
Shasta Trinity National Forest, $80 billion with a B, $80 billion worth of harvestable timber. And what is harvestable timber? Harvestable timber is an old tree that is sucking up water from the young trees that is getting ready to die, rot out at the core, fall down, and turn into a catastrophic wildfire and burn so hot it turns the soil into glass.
Yeah.
But we can't touch it.
But we should be able to touch it.
Because you're bloodthirsty and want to kill chipmunks with axes.
I like chipmunks. It's a spotted owl. It's a spotted owl I want to get rid of.
I don't know what good they are. They don't even taste good.
I don't even know what they look like.
They're little owls, about like that, and they're gray and with little white speckles, and
they're
often confused with the barred owl. Which
I would say isn't the barred owl a more predator?
Well,
don't they kill each other?
Now they're saying because in the 30 years that we've been saving the spotted owl, supposedly according to numbers, we haven't saved so much as one spotted owl.
Yeah,
lost hundreds of thousands of acres of forest and wealth and economy, but haven't saved one owl. And now they're saying, oh, we think the problem's the barred owl.
So we need to go kill all the barred owls to save the spotted owl?
They're running around shooting the barred owl.
What?
And the biggest problem that the spotted owl has is the sucker's got a pretty good wingspan. He's got to be able to fly through the forest to get to the ground to get his prey. And it's too thick. He can't fly through the forest. But when you've got somebody that's living in some stack and pack in the Bay Area, making decisions
about what they
think a forest should look like, this is the kind of results that you get.
That's unbelievable. We got to roll off. We got to roll into our caller. Man, my brain. Okay.
Yep.
Good morning, Billy Bob. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, great show as usual.
Thank you.
Hey, listen, I was wondering where or when are the movement going to get some signs, yard signs, field signs. I was down in Cottonwood right there off the freeway at Bowman Road.
Mm-hmm.
And out in that beautiful farm field, cattle pasture, there's this coming soon, State of Jefferson, great sign, 4x6 or 4x8, it wasn't a 4x8.
Thank you, Leroy Manini.
Nice. And I was wondering if there's going to be any sign shop that's going to be able to start reducing the price so that we can get these out on farm fields and different locations around this county and elsewhere.
That one is not my department. I can have an answer for you next Sunday. I will take it up with some people.
Yeah, a lot of people do have the yard signs and the larger. I think they're 4x6.
Yeah.
Yeah, the larger signs. But I think there's something like $80 for the really large ones, and I think $10 for the yard signs.
Yeah, the yard signs are $10.
But the really big ones,
the big banners that are kind of expensive.
Yeah,
and
right. But they're really thick, and they do stand up to weather really well.
Well, the problem that we've found in a lot of places is they disappear. They end up in somebody else's yard.
Right. Oh, no. Yeah. So you want to put some security cameras on
or
that
or destroyed.
One. Yeah.
Or destroyed. Yeah, yeah, but this is a great sign right there at the corner of Bowman and the freeway off-ramp. And it really sends a good signal if we could get a whole bunch more of those out there. We can get some sign makers to donate a little of their time and get the cost down to where we can spread them out. So thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks, Silly Bab.
All right. We got to scoot to a break, and then we've got another phone call right on the other side of it.
So we'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Thanks to citizens like you and your contributions to StandAndFightClubInc.com, January 30th and 31st, the first steps were taken to push back the California Air Resource Board and their regulations that are devastating the California economy. But now is not the time to give up the fight. Now is time to double down. Go to StandAndFightClubInc.com and you keep the contributions going and we'll keep the punches coming.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
It'll help you keep up with technology.
You talk about putting the extreme in extreme sports. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the Red Glove Roundup is on. I mean, with you got a rodeo that's both PRCA and WPRA approved. You award world champion points. And you pay the highest purse. And I guarantee you, that brings to Red Bluff the top cowboys in America to ride the rankest stock anywhere. A Friday night is Tri-Counties Bank Family Night. Saturday is Wells Fargo Bank. Together we'll go far. And Red Bluff Dodge Day. And Sunday, it's St. Elizabeth Hospital in Haleakala, Colorado. It's tough enough to wear pink day. Get your discount tickets now at the Roundup office, RedBluffRoundup.com, or Diamond W Western Wear in Chico. And hey, don't miss the concert after the rodeo Saturday night. Yeah, thanks to Diamond W Productions, it's Chris Cagle in concert. Oh, yeah, the Red Bluff Roundup is on.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Are you coming to a tree where Dad may call out for his love to flee? Strange things did happen here, no stranger would it be if we met at midnight in the hanging tree.
Welcome Welcome back to the Jefferson State of Mind.
Mm-hmm. As we move into our last couple minutes
here. Last 5 minutes, guys. So if you have a phone call, you better call in before the last 2 minutes of the show.
Yeah.
Because we don't like rushing you. But we do have a caller on the line. And it's Molly. Good morning, Molly.
Hi. You get to talk to me twice this morning. Good morning.
Well,
okay,
then it's a good
morning.
I
have to jump on you for the spotted owl. Sorry.
Okay.
Okay.
It was either being eaten by the barred animal or bred by the barred animal, B-A-R-R-E-D.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, the spotted owl actually is going away. It's a species that is being, through natural selection, it's being adulterated and gone away. But the point was, it did follow the old growth trees. There was no issue. So that was an EPA faux pas. So sorry about that. The lumber guys sure took a beating on that one. That's all I have to say.
Okay. Thank you. And that is true. They are being crossbred with the barred owl. The barred owl is a more aggressive form of, they are being bred out. I don't know.
I don't know how you fix that.
Owl condoms. I don't know. Maybe we'll give them some sex ed programs or something.
We could just put up signs like, you know, gun free zones. This is a barred owl free zone.
Yeah,
and then the barred owl will not go in there because he'll read the sign.
And she is correct about the spotted owl following the old growth stands. It's because the old growth stands had space in them for them to reach the forest floor.
Well, that's the difference between preservationists and conservationists, too. So there's a lot that goes into it. But, yeah, we didn't nuance it quite as thoroughly. So, let's see. What else? Is there anything going on this week? I won't be here next week. I want to let you all know that. I'm going to be down at a Civil War reenactment in Red Bluff. Shameless plug. It's going to be down at the Dog Island area there in Red Bluff, and it's so much fun. Bring out the kids. Have lots of fun. Of course, not between the hours of 8 and 9 because you need to listen to the radio show, but camp's open at 9 just for that convenience.
Yeah, and, you know, of course, City of Reading is going to be gearing up here for Cool April Nights and all of the festivities to go with that. It's a great time of the year to be in Reading.
And Jefferson's going to be out there.
They are.
Yeah.
They're going to be
in mass.
All over. I'm going to be Shasta Lantern is co-hosting a Wounded Warrior program with Vintage Vixens. We're doing a pinup contest, a pinup girl contest at All Stars here in Reading, and Red Hook Brewery's in on that. They're actually flying down their master brewer from Red Hook Brewery. He and myself and a couple others are going to be judges. We're having a mustache and beard contest. And
are you going to be in it?
No.
I would say, because if you're a judge...
No, I'm the judge.
That's kind of California politics right there.
No, I can't.
I can't.
But that'll be a great time, too.
Yeah.
And it's getting ready to be a lot of fun. And the cruise is one of my favorite things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even though, according to CARB, any vehicle that old must be junk and should come off the road.
Well, I would take one of those cars over these new little snack boxes any day.
Well, you know, it's there you go. His guy had a 65 Kenworth log truck, and CARB told him anything that old must be junk and should come off the road. Would you say that about a 68 Camaro? Or what about a Model A? Oh, that's junk. Take it off the road.
Jeez, no. Oh, man, no.
Here we go.
Well, I remember my brother, he ended up wrecking his 99 F-150 down in San Francisco because of the road slinkies with traffic. Well, he hit an old truck, like a 60s or 70s truck. Dents up the front hood, totals his car. No dent. No dent in the old truck. So I'm just saying, if you...
Plastic versus metal.
Yeah. Yeah. The old was made to last.
Okay,
so
we got one more phone call here real quick.
Quick announcement, guys. Monday night, Destiny Fellowship Church at 2570 Bonnie View Road. Mark Baird will be speaking at the tea party. He'll be addressing water issues. He'll be addressing the state of Jefferson and taking question and answer. That's 6 o'clock tomorrow night, Destiny Fellowship Church, 2570 Bonnie View Road.
Awesome. Thanks, Terry.
Yep.
So we want everybody there, whether you agree with Jefferson, disagree. If you're a Keep It California member, please show up.
Please.
We totally want to have a good debate
with you. Please, please, please,
please. So it's going to be tons of fun. Again, that's 6 p.m. Monday night, 2570 South Bonneview here in Reading.
Yeah, come.
I think that's it.
Come have your questions answered.
Yeah.
Throw some things at us. Tell us we're wrong.
Yeah.
But as we always say, do yourself a favor.
And bring some facts with you.
And know what you're talking about.
Yes.
It's no fun beating up kindergartners.
Oh. So, Again, Monday night, this weekend, there's Civil War reenactment down in Red Bluff that you all want to attend. Bring out the kids and the grandkids. It's just a great, great time.
Mm-hmm.
And then see the Shasta Lantern.
Does anybody ever streak those events? You know, like they do football games?
No.
Nobody ever goes streaking?
We're wearing too much wool.
No.
By the time you get it all off, you're just tired.
I don't know why. I just had an image of a streaker and the cavalry riding him down.
Oh, my gosh. Well, the cavalry will be riding us down because I believe Mark Baird will be there as well.
There
so
you
if you have any questions, comments, anything like that, this is a Jefferson State of Mind.
There you go.
And it's time to make it yours, Jeffersonian.
Yeah, we'll see you next weekend.
You
enjoy and have fun.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Another grim video from ISIS. This one, released this morning, purports to show the murder of two different groups of captured Ethiopian Christians in Libya. It's 29 minutes long. It shows the two groups of captives, one allegedly held by an ISIS affiliate in eastern Libya, the other by another affiliate in the southern part of that country. Several hundred people have gathered at the former site of the Oklahoma City Federal Building to commemorate the 20th anniversary of the terrorist bombing there that killed 168 people and injured many others. This is Oklahoma Governor Mary Fallon.
The unspeakable happened. Evil happened. And God's word says that what was meant for evil can be used for good.
Survivors of the April 19th, 1995 attack and relatives of some of the dead are attending.